It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All right. We're here for another week. Jay and Fiend. Team Cream. No, that was before. This is Jay and Fiend from the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm here with my brother, Brandon. Say what's up to the folks.
What up? It's your boy, AKA. I also hate Pitt. We in the building.
The season is winding down. But don't worry, lots of stuff going on. Five questions, five answers. Jordan Ty Curry, let's hear it.
Welcome back, RVK Nation, to another edition of I Got Five on It with the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm your host, Jordan Ty Curry, and let's get things kicked off with the first blank. After some time, I feel blank about the TCU game.
Over it. I'm over it. Good, bad, and different, over it.
Yep, me too. I feel the exact same way I did when I watched the game. Wasn't mad, wasn't angry, wasn't perturbed. We played solid. We played hard. Excuse me, I'm not saying solid. We played hard. We didn't embarrass ourselves, but I got pretty much the same feeling I had right when the game ended. Time didn't do nothing for this one.
Number two, Ajay, Nestor, Lance Dixon, Spells, and Mumu being back does blank for us.
I'm not sure Lance Dixon's back, to be honest. Having those guys back is a big deal, but it hurts because Tony Mathis is still not for sure. CJ Donaldson is out, and there's plenty of other injuries to go around. Mallinger, I believe, is out. We got plenty of injuries going into Iowa State. So even though we get those guys back, which is a big boost, especially Doug Nestor, the guys that we have gone, it's a big problem. So it's almost like a net push.
This is huge. There's certain games that don't matter. You play Texas, it didn't matter who played. Texas Tech, it didn't matter who played. We're not playing them people. We're playing Iowa Stank. This is going to come back to haunt me. Iowa Stank. So get these little pieces back who can make a difference in a possession. Some points on the board, stopping some points on the board. Points are going to be at a premium. And any little piece that we can get to add, I think it's really big that these guys are playing this game in particular. Some games it doesn't matter. This one it does.
Number three, Rich Rod has as much chance to come back as blank.
As me being the governor of West Virginia. It's possible. You never know. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. I'm going to go that he has as much chance as the Mets winning the World Series this year. And the words of D-Generation X, no chance. No chance at all. I just don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. It's possible I'm wrong. I just don't see it.
Number four, Dante Stills getting the all-time TFL's record at WVU means blank.
It means not as much as everyone thinks. I love Dante. Dante's the man. Dante is a grown man. Dante means more to this program than what many people may recognize, not just because of his name, not just because of his effort, but because of his legacy. But the man had extra time to get those extra tackles. So I don't think it means as much as you might think.
I actually think it means a lot, especially in the year that we're having, to have a homegrown Mountain Air boy who chose to stay home in the age of NIL, where he could have went anywhere, and he stayed. And now he has the all-time tackle for loss record. That's what TFL means, tackles for loss. That's big. That's something that's going to warm our hearts. And the whole, like, he had an extra year. Some of these people played lesser years. When the history books don't matter about that. They don't care about that. Maybe historians, maybe people who really know facts may correct you. Hey, but you got to remember, yeah. But the majority of people are going to see who has the most tackle for losses, and we're going to realize it was somebody who stayed loyal to the program, who was homegrown, and somebody that West Virginia absolutely loves.
Number 5, WVU will blank in Ames, Iowa, Saturday.
WVU will come up short in Ames, Iowa. Jeremy, I just think there's too many injuries. I think that guys will come up short yet again.
This is the last time you're going to hear me say this for this year. I think we win, and I think we win sure-handedly. What points me to that? I don't know. Maybe that Iowa can't score the ball. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, everybody can score the ball on this defense, and you're probably right. I just have a feeling, coming off that tough loss, look, if there's ever a time, this is the time, and I've said that before. I said that for the Virginia Tech game, to be specific. And you know what? Our team came out like they were a cornered animal. Now we don't have as much to play for, but I feel like I know Ames, Iowa has not been nice to us the last few times we've been out there. I got a feeling, man. I think we're going to win, and I don't think it's going to be as much stress for Virginia as we usually have. Well, that's it. 5 questions, 5 answers. It's your boy, J.N. Fiend. I'm here with my brother, Brandon Phoenix, B. Fiend. I also hate Pitt, but don't stop, don't quit, don't cut the station, don't turn the station. Why? Because we go in next segment, which means we get down to the real nitty gritty. We got some Dante Still stats. We got a lot of things we're going to throw at you. We're going to talk NFL. We're going to talk college football. Stay with us because we're about to go
Rack in. Me voice.
More than 100 schools available from Homefield Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network.
Rat me voice!
I'm going in, I'm going in, I'm going in, I'm going in.
And I'ma go hard, and I'ma go hard, and I'ma go hard.
Here we go, we're going in. It's the RVK, your boy Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jay and Fiend, in the building in the booth.
Time to recap TCU. Jeremy, what'd you think of the West Virginia effort against the Horned Frogs?
I did not get to see it in person. I listened to it the entire time. I was really mightily impressed with some of the catches. Like Bryce Ford Wheaton, there was one catch in between the safety and the corner that was great. Brandon, oh my goodness. Did you see Reese Smith's catch in the end zone?
Tremendous.
That was ridiculous. One of the best catches I've seen since Stedman Bailey at West Virginia, in traffic, being a small guy, getting hit, big time. I mean, I'll say big time catch. It was just a great, great catch in traffic. I love that. But for the whole TCU thing, man, like, the bottom line is this. I know you want to say that we played well. I know you want to say we didn't embarrass ourselves. But at the end of the day, when you're 3-5 like we are, that doesn't go in the win column. The only thing that comes out of that is an L. That's the only thing that gets counted. And that's what we got. So you can talk about all the other stuff. You can, people, I don't know, these people are hanging on. Hey, man, hey, more power to you. We'll talk about that. I didn't even want to bring it up. But I saw a message from somebody they put in Let's Go West Virginia, Let's Go Mountaineers on Facebook. I'm going to give him a shout out because I'm going to read exactly what he said. Now, I'm hoping that he was saying it tongue in cheek. I'm hoping that he was saying it to be funny because the truth is, man, 3-5 is 3-5. A loss is a loss. So what you think about it, Brandon?
No, I watched Neil Brown's presser from yesterday, and he's right. Great effort. I'm not mad at the effort. I've really not been mad at the effort except for two games this year, really. Texas Tech and Texas are the only games where I looked and I thought the effort wasn't there the entire game. Not what I want to see out of a Mountaineer team. But for the most part, they haven't quit. They played the game the way I expect Mountaineers to play. Did they play well on defense? No. They played poorly. But they didn't give up. They didn't quit. They weren't not trying. I didn't like some of the play calling. Some of that was on JT Daniels making his own decisions in goal line situations. But overall, it's like you said, I'm just tired of losing. There's no two ways about this conversation. I'm tired of losing. I don't care how hard we play if it doesn't result in a win, especially when that win, when it's 3-5 and we're not talking about 5-3.
Amen. Amen. If we're 5-3, it's different. When it's 3-5, I don't care why we lost. I don't care.
Especially with chances to win.
I don't care how hard you played. I don't care that you didn't give up. I don't care.
No, I don't care. And I don't think I should care. I don't know what you want from me as a fan. What do you want from me as a fan? Like, what am
what
I supposed to be?
What do you want from me?
Yeah. Hey, slow down.
All right, Brandon, tell me if this is serious. I can't tell if this is serious or not. Okay, Let's Go Mountaineers Facebook group, Rogan Blankenship. Brandon, he writes, I can't wait to tell all the haters.
Starting out great.
Strong start. I can't wait to tell all the haters, I told you so, when Neil Brown brings a national championship trophy to Morgantown.
Oh.
Everyone throwing in the towel after last week's loss to a team that could battle it out for it all this season. Okay, I think he means making the CFP. Lots of promise for the future. Hashtag trust the climb. Brandon, you tell me, is this man being serious?
He's dead serious.
There's no way. He's dead serious.
He means it. He means it. Like, my thing is, the guy hasn't won 3 games in a row yet in 4 years, and you're talking about a national championship? You're not even talking about making a bowl game this year. You're talking about a national championship? You're not telling me that in a few years we can win a conference. You're saying we're going to win a national championship? Delusional, Brandon, is not even a strong enough word for this man.
Brandon,
come on.
Delusional.
Come on.
I know people are delusional. I know people are ridiculous. And I know that it's their fault when they are. But I almost feel bad for this man. He said, I can't wait to tell all the haters. Brandon, do you know how long he's going to be waiting? Like, this man is going to be an old, bitter man if he's not already. Because he's going to be waiting. And this is just going to be boiling up for so long.
No,
Brandon, how long is this man? Brandon, would you think he's going to change?
No, because is Neil Brown going to be around?
Yeah, I guess he said, I can't wait to tell you haters. What?
And also, Brandon, what makes you a hater? My thing is, what makes you a hater? A hater is somebody, people don't understand what a hater is. A hater is not somebody who hates someone. It's somebody who hates on someone. So if Neil Brown was doing well and I was hating on him because I was jealous of his success or because I had suggested that he wouldn't be successful and now he is, then I was hating on him, then I would be a hater. People misuse that word all the time. Just pointing out his ineptitude does not make me a hater.
Brandon, I mean, speaking to that, let's be for real, Brandon. We're, do you know how many points we're averaging on offense?
Nope.
34.1 points per game. I'm going to say this again. 34.1 points per game. Truth be told, we averaged this last year. Maybe we'd be in a better position. But the reason why we're not, do you know how much? Do you know how many points we give up a game, Brandon?
More than 34.1.
34.6. 34.6 points a game? Are we being serious? Come on now. Brandon, 34.6 points a game. Nobody's going to win. I would say nobody's going to win. North Carolina actually gives up more points than us. I have no clue how they're ranked and have so many wins. Oh, yeah, that's right, because they play in the ACC. They're Brandon, seriously, if we had their schedule is so garbage. Actually, and you know what? I hate talking about other teams when my team isn't very good. Hate to be like, oh, well, my team were. But let me tell you who North Carolina has played. They played FAMU. They played Appalachian State.
Yep.
They played Georgia State. They played Notre Dame when Notre Dame was still terrible. They also played Virginia Tech. They played a stink Miami team. They played Duke. And last week they played Pitt. You tell me a decent team on that entire list.
Well, they beat Notre Dame. They beat Pitt, so we can't say much about that.
They did. I'm just saying they're ranked like number 16 or 17 in the country. Off that record, I see some teams in the Big Ten off their record. Now, I will say, I'm not trying to make excuse for West Virginia, but the truth is, if we were in the ACC or Big Ten, I feel like our record would be much better. But
guess what? Whew, we're not. And Neil Brown wasn't hired to coach in those leagues. He was hired to coach in the Big 12. That's what he signed up for, and that's what he gets paid to do.
Good point.
I mean, that's where I stand.
You know where he's coaching Saturday? In the Big 12 against Iowa State. What are you expecting, Brandon? What are you seeing from Iowa State? What are your feelings?
Iowa State is a physical team. Iowa State's been in a lot of close games. They've lost a lot of very, very close games. I just don't think that we have the fire. I don't want to say firepower because Iowa State's offense isn't great. What I can't see.
Understatement.
What do you mean?
I said understatement, saying that their offenses are great.
Well, their offenses are great, but Xavier Hutchinson might be the best receiver in the Big 12. And Hutchinson is 6'3" and might just blow our doors off. And he's not the only receiver they have, but he's definitely the best receiver they have. He torched Texas, should have caught a touchdown pass to beat Texas, dropped it when he was wide open, and I just think he's going to have a field day against our secondary.
So they started out the year and they played SEMO. I don't know who SEMO is. It's the only time they went over 40 points two times against SEMO. Very next game, they beat Iowa 10-7. The third game, they beat Ohio, who has a worse defense than us. Yes, Ohio has the fourth worst defense in the country, 43-10. After that, they scored 24 on Baylor. They scored 11 on Kansas. They scored 9 on Kansas State, 21 on Texas, and 13 against Oklahoma. They can't get over 20 points on any team that's any good. One time against Baylor, they scored 24. Like, they can't generate offense, Brandon. They can't generate offense.
All right, but guess what, Jeremy? I think they might come Saturday.
It's so huge. Yeah, definitely. That's how it works out. Nobody plays good. Then we make them look like All-Americans. This game is so huge because it's Iowa State and West Virginia battling it out for the conference championship. No. The top two, no. Battling it out to see who's going to be the bottom of the Big 12. If we lose, we are now officially at the bottom of the Big 12.
Yep.
If they lose, we stay one game ahead of them or two games ahead of them. This is a big game. Well, big game if you want to look like toilet bowl factor. If we lose, like, that's it. We're at the bottom of the Big 12. Fortunately for us, we are 6-4 against them all time. We did win last year, but the tricky part is going to Ames, Iowa to come up with a win there. I have haunting memories of watching that. I don't even want to bring it up. But the Iowa State game, Dana was a head coach. They were wearing all black. We were in the Stormtroopers or in the all whites. And that game did not, other than, what's his name? Kenny Bigelow. blocking that field goal. And then I believe it was Derek Pitts returning it for a touchdown, which was amazing. That game was embarrassing on national television.
Yep.
That's one that sticks in my head. Well, we're going back to that exact same spot again, and we need different results. And I know I'm sitting here being all negative, but I've told you, I actually think we win this game, Brandon. I do.
I thought we would, too. Like, I thought we had a chance to win this game, but that was before the injuries.
Yeah, we'll see. Saturday's coming up. It's a must win. Pretty much all West Virginia games are going to be must wins from here on out. We're 3-5. We have to win out of four to even be bowl eligible.
We got to win three out of four. We've never won three in a row.
So it's an uphill climb. It's an uphill climb, quote unquote climb. Well, it's not an uphill climb. It's somebody who actually made it to the peak, the pinnacle. Dante Stills, tackles for loss, all-time leader, WVU, Brandon. How good is that?
I mean, he's a man. I said it before. He's double teamed almost every single play. He's the focus of every offensive line. And yet he still overcomes and does his thing. He is a monster. He's a professional player without question. I know I thought Darius Stills would be, and he hasn't been. But Dante's a different animal. The guy is just electric. And I love how humble he is. I love how hungry he is. I just love his intensity. And I love that he's from Fairmont. That he's a West Virginia born and bred bruiser. So I love it.
No, it's a big deal. I think that's a great feather in his cap. Something he can remember forever and something Mountaineer fans can remember forever. Now, the thing is, that's tackles for loss. He also is coming up on the sack lead. He is never going to get there. He's at 22 right now. The sack lead is 35 by one Canute Curtis. But Brandon, there are some things we should look forward to for the rest of the season. Dante Stills is one sack away from being tied for third on this list to Bruce Irvin at 23. Bruce Irvin at 23 sacks. Dante Stills at 22. Can he get one more? But even more important than that, number two on the all-time sack list for West Virginia is within grasp. Brandon, do you know who the number two sack leader at West Virginia University is?
I think you told me, but I can't remember.
I'm going to say Pops. Gary Stills.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Stills has 26 sacks. Dante Stills has 22. There are four games left. He needs four to tie his father and five to become the greatest Stills to ever wear the old gold and blue. Maybe a bit too far, but still, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Four sacks to tie. Five sacks to pass him. Brandon, I'm actually pumped up about this. I'm actually excited to see, can he get five sacks in four games to pass his father? Can he get four sacks to tie his father? Second all time, that'll be a big, big mark for him.
Yeah, and I hope he hits it, because it's always great to see history made and be a part of it. So, you know, it would be great. Not that we're a part of it, but, you know, to get to witness it, I should say.
I mean, even if you go back to the tackle for loss, which he is now king of, Brandon, think about some of the players. I mean, we've had Darryl Talley, Grant Wiley, Kitakowski, Bruce Irvin, Gary Stills, David Long. Think about
Consensus All-American Darius Stills.
Great players, and he's at the top of the list. He leads them all. So these things are big deals, especially when you're 3-5. You have to attach yourself to anything that you can. But even without that, even if we were, you know, 8-0, to be within striking range of the sack of second all time on the sack list, but especially being able to reach to the mountaintop, to actually climb, trust the climb of Dante Stills. Well, he did it. He is now number one on the list.
You know who else is climbing, Jay?
Who you got?
He's an unsuspecting person, but he's climbing. I saw it on his Instagram story today. Coming in with 179 catches, 12 catches behind David Saunders for number four on the all-time list, Sam James.
Oh, wow.
Sam James is number five.
I don't know who I thought you were going to say. I wasn't expecting that. Sam James.
Sam James is number five on the all-time receptions list with a good chance this year of catching David Saunders with only 12 more receptions. All he needs is 12 more receptions in four games. That's three receptions a game. Barring injury, he should get that record, or not record, but he should get that number to tie David Saunders easily. Sam James, Jeremy, he has quietly amassed a good career as far as receptions are concerned in Morgantown, and he's only a redshirt junior. What do you think about that number?
Brandon, well, the first thing I think of is, can you imagine how far out ahead he would be if you have so many drops? he would be making a mark that would never, ever, ever be touched. The other thing is, I don't know. Like, I got to think, like, I don't know how long these other players played, but, like, Sam James has been here for a long time. And not only that, he was good enough to play as a freshman. So he's been racking up the numbers. And usually, I know for a fact, Stedman Bailey was only here 2 years? Was he only here 2 years? Maybe three. Two, three.
No, Stedman Bailey was here, well, from 2010 to 2012. 2010, 2011, 2012. So 3 years.
Okay. I'm just saying he wasn't here for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. Like, and I guess, like I said with Dante, it doesn't matter. The history books are the history books. But I don't know. I just feel like we got our own Perry Ellis here. I feel like we got our own Perry Ellis.
Sam James has been here seems like forever.
Brandon, he's going to be here next year, too. Brandon, you know he's going to be here next year, Jeremy? Too. What?
Winston who? Jet Life Wright is number 15, tied with Bryce Ford Wheaton with 129 catches.
Yeah, these numbers are crazy to me. Like, I just...
Well, it speaks to the new offense, the way, how often they throw, the way that they throw. It speaks to the how different the game is now.
I guess.
These but it's surprising still, me.
They
crazy.
Really are.
And, of course, number one all time is Tavon Austin with 288 catches. I don't see anybody catching him anytime soon.
Brandon, I saw a list that came out with the all-time receivers ever, and Tavon was on that list. Let's be for real, Brandon. Are you taking Tavon over Stedman at receiver?
In college?
In college, Brandon. And before you say that, I watched the LSU game. Tavon is a monster. Tavon, you can get from the backfield and whatnot, but I watched Stedman beat NFL corners one-on-one and make them look stupid. I actually think Stedman would still be in the NFL had tragedy not struck. He was getting stronger and stronger in the NFL. Like, that kid was the most real, most underappreciated player outside of West Virginia. His stats were better than Devontae Smith's, who won the Heisman. He had 25 touchdowns, 1,600, almost 1,700 yards, and 25 touchdowns. People just don't appreciate him enough. And I'm not talking down about Tavon because I think Tavon's the truth. In college, he was definitely the truth, beyond the truth, Reggie Bush-esque. But Stedman was a once, I don't say once in a lifetime, but it feels like he's underappreciated because he's not on the list. You put Tavon on the list, not him? I'm sorry. Steady B is one of the best receivers that I've seen play.
In college top football, 15. Period.
Top 15.
By the way.
Personally see play, top 15.
People keep talking about Neil Brown. The reason you keep him is because of his recruiting classes. Rumors are starting to get hot about Rodney Gallagher to Tennessee.
Yeah, but I heard somebody say.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that he's definitely going to stay.
100% in. And then somebody else responded. Isn't that what Justin Williams said right before he flipped?
Well, the thing I'm seeing most recently is Justin Benton. You know Justin Benton, Jeremy?
Do I?
Justin Benton, defensive lineman, committed to WVU, offered by Texas recently, just a few weeks ago. He's now taking an official visit to Arkansas this weekend, and he is promoting the fact that he's taking an official to Arkansas this weekend. I don't know about you, but I don't like my girlfriend going on dates with other men.
Yeah, but this is the age we live in.
Jeremy?
I'm telling you now. I don't
that whole Neil Brown recruiting class thing. I think it's paper thin.
I agree 1,000%. But I also will say I'm not judging this purely on somebody taking a visit somewhere else. Because if I was a recruit, I'd be going everywhere. I mean, think about Dante. Dante went down to Oklahoma and Florida and act like it was a razor-thin decision. Granted, he's homegrown, but it was never razor-thin. He was always staying home. So hopefully these people really are committed. I've been burnt too many times, but this is the reason why I also don't pay much attention to recruiting, because I only care about the kids who suit up and actually play on Saturdays for West Virginia.
Only while they're playing until they hit the portal.
Until they hit the portal.
In other news, rumors, but substantial rumors by Blue Check, and for now, Blue Checks actually matter on Twitter still. Brett Yormark has met with Gonzaga about joining the conference as a basketball-only member. How do you feel about that?
Basketball-only? That'd be great. They've set up to be a real juggernaut, and they're in a weak conference, and yet they still pull players from all over the country, five stars everywhere. The more you look at the NBA, the more you're seeing some Gonzaga kids. They have a Duke-esque feeling. They haven't won anything yet. That's the big difference. But when it comes to recruiting and when it comes to prestige, like we're playing the video games. If we were playing the video game, they'd have taken Gonzaga from a one star to a five star.
Jeremy,
that's what they've done.
Can you think of another league that tried to do a hybrid between basketball only schools and football schools?
Only the Big East.
Yeah, exactly. Where is the Big East now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know if that has any correlation, but okay.
Jeremy, I don't like it. I think you add schools only that can add revenue in football, because that's the cash cow. That's the only thing that matters. That is what drives TV contracts.
But that's true. But what does it hurt if Gonzaga plays basketball in the Big 12?
Because they have a say in what happens in negotiations. They take a share of money. It all depends on the deal. So it depends on how they negotiate this deal.
And I would think the Big 12 would be in a position of power when it comes to them being in a smaller conference, even though they are legitimately doing their thing and one of the premier programs in the country. I would still think that the Big 12 would be in a position of power.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think Gonzaga needs them. What does Gonzaga need to be in the Big 12 for?
I agree 100%.
But
I agree 1,000%.
Maybe I just don't know all the details, but that's my first thought. You got anything else you want to add before we jump into these schedules?
Yeah. Last thing, man. You're talking basketball. Let's talk about the guard from Manhattan, Jose Perez. Everybody was so, like, pumped about him. He's about 6'5", what, like 220, stout dude. You know what? I'm not going to tell you who he reminds me of first. I'm going to let you do. What do you think about this whole, you know, Huggins being up there and recruiting him so hard, and now he's going to be able to play for West Virginia? I'm hearing it's not going to be till conference play, but... Excuse me. What do you think about this whole situation?
Well, you needed somebody who can score, and the guy can score. Now, he's a volume scorer, it seems like, in a lot of situations. Unreasonable Doubt's Josh Witt said that he has got that old man game, back you down, do that kind of thing, style of play. But I don't care as long as you fill up the cup. Shooting free throws at 80% or better. Love that. Hopefully it'll stay that way when he gets to Morgantown. I don't know who he reminds me of, but I love that he's from the Bronx. We got two guards from New York. And Toussaint and Lopez and what's his name?
Perez.
Perez. Sorry, I almost said Lopez. Perez.
Lopez.
I like it. So I like the toughness.
I watched him, Brandon. Yeah, I watched him, and I love the toughness. He has great eyes. I feel like he delivers the ball well. I feel like he dribbles well. He has this Tasmanian devil spin. He loves spinning to his left, and when he spins, it is nasty. But I will say that just watching him, he's a great addition. He's a good addition. Anybody who can score buckets is great. I do worry about him being able to score on Division I Big 12 scores, because I don't know how quick and fleet of foot he is. I'm watching videos. I am not the expert. But I will say that, you know, I looked at some games where he played bigger opponents, and it makes me question, you know, can he get his buckets, or is he going to be more of a Sean McNeil where – he's a great shooter, or he's a great this, or he's a great that, but he's not athletic enough to create his own or get his own. But hey, you know what? Bring him in. He averaged 18.9 points a game?
Yeah, I believe. Like that.
Yeah, 18.9 points a game in the MAAC. He was a MAAC player of the year. So hopefully he can come in and do his thing. I just, you know, watching the video – I don't know how fleet of foot he is. He is strong. So going in the post can't help. He does, and in the clutch, I seen him hit a clutch game winner against Iona. That'll be big for somebody to take a bucket down the stretch when you need it. But it's one of the things where I just got to watch and see it play out. Cause I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. It's gonna be an issue with Trey Mitchell being hurt and with him not eligible to Big 12 play. It'll be an issue to see what this team does as far as trying to get buckets.
Well, but let's head on to the. No, go ahead.
No, I'm ready to talk the schedule now.
Let's get it. Let's get into it. Another week NFL football. Football. I got three games I've highlighted. I'll let you go first.
Me first?
You and me go first?
I'm interested in Bills Jets on Sunday.
Bills Jets is a good one.
Bills Jets is a good one. I know that Zach Wilson did not have a good outing last game, but that means he's due for a bounce back, and the Bills have been on fire. So I think that'll be a good game.
The game I'm most interested – well, not most interested in, but let's kick it off on Thursday Night Football. And I know you may think, Eagles, Texans aren't very good. Yeah. When a team is undefeated, I'm interested to see if they win. Right now, the Eagles are rolling. Right now, it looks like they should beat the Texans. I'm not telling you I'm going to watch a whole game. But when a team is undefeated in the NFL, the last unbeaten team, I'm interested in it. I am.
Not that interested if you're going to lead off with saying, I'm not telling you I'm going to watch the whole game. Clearly not that interested.
Yeah, because I don't expect it to be much of a game. That's the reason. That's what I was saying.
I'm curious to see what King Henry does against the Chiefs Sunday night. What do you think?
That's all you have to say? Yeah, Chiefs-Titans. It's battle of the 5-2s. I feel like the Titans have, like, who has said when you talk about great teams in the NFL, like, oh, the Titans are really good? No.
Nobody's talking about them.
Yeah, no, I was surprised. I looked down. The Titans are 5-2. And in the NFL, record is all that matters. We don't care who you played. Record is all that matters. Chiefs, Titans, this is a battle of the AFC Championship within the last 5 years. I can't remember what year it was. King Henry, soft Chiefs defense, and I know Spagnuolo, right?
Yeah, Spagnuolo.
Can come up with some certain schemes, and they can look good at times, and then there's other times like, what are they doing? Definitely. I'm all in on the Chiefs-Titans game. The other game I have is another rematch of a championship game, the NFC Championship game from 2 years ago. The Bucs are terrible.
Yeah, I was about to say, that game is not interesting to me at all.
I really wasn't interested until I realized the Rams put it to Tom Brady. And Tom Brady usually has a fire for teams, especially NFC Championship game. You know what? I'm going out of my box, and I'm saying I think that the Buccaneers actually play well this game. I think Tom Brady hits a different gear because he remembers what happened in the NFC Championship game. That's the only reason why I'm interested in seeing that.
It's not your dad's Tom Brady. I think he's overwhelmed with that divorce. I just don't think he's the same guy. Of course, I'm interested in the Seahawks, Cardinals, Geno's revenge tour. It's not a revenge tour because he's playing the Cardinals and he never played there, but he continues to show the league that they wrote him off and he ain't right back. Geno's back for more blood Sunday at 4:05.
Also, that's right. And also, it's a revenge tour because Geno remembers what Kyler Murray did to Will Greer. Geno remembers. And Geno going to take it out. Geno got everybody back in the Mountain State. Everybody, including you, Willie G. Mountain Greer, except not Willie G. Mountain Greer.
Yeah.
And the rest of West Virginia. So, no. Let's go. Let's finally beat Kyler Murray.
That's all I got for the NFL. You ready for college?
That's it for the NFL. On to the Collegiate Football League. College. What games you got?
So, I'm actually kind of interested in Oklahoma State, Kansas from this standpoint. Oklahoma State just got shellacked. One of the worst beatdowns they've ever suffered. And Jalen Daniels is back for Kansas on the depth chart anyway, starting for Kansas. Let's see if he can pick up the pieces and get Kansas bowl eligible.
I usually do not mention Big 12 games because every week they're interesting because the conference is so close. The reason why I'm talking about Saturday at noon, Texas Tech TCU is once again, like I said, with the Eagles, when you are undefeated this late in the season, I'm interested in see what you do from here on out. TCU, Texas Tech, at noon, Saturday. Yeah, yeah, that's interesting to me. One game that you may not have thought about, but once again, it's Thursday night. I don't know why. I don't know why, Braden, but I don't know. If it's on, well, the NFL game is going to be on. I don't know why. I'm interested in this Appalachian State Coastal Carolina game. Appalachian State got a big win earlier in the season. Appalachian State is one of them Cinderellas. Coastal Carolina, also one of them Cinderellas last year. Head-to-head tomorrow night. Excuse me, tonight, Thursday night.
Tennessee and Georgia, both undefeated. Heupel versus Kirby Smart. Hendon Hooker versus Stetson Bennett. That offense versus Georgia's defense. Jeremy, what a juggernaut of a matchup.
Brandon, this is everything the SEC East has ever hoped for. For years and years, all people did was talk about the SEC East, talk down on the SEC East. And then this guy, this team emerged, Georgia, who has been the only team in the SEC East. Tennessee, I was so wrong about them in so many different ways.
Me too.
And they look real. Even if they lose this game, they are real at this moment. And I believe they're one of the best top 10 teams in the entire country. Georgia, Tennessee, real battle going down 3:30. This is a can't miss game. You can't miss this game.
Yeah, I'm going to have to miss it. I'll tell you about it later, but I'm going to have to miss it.
Yeah, me too. Braden, am I out of, like, I want this game to be big. I have some, like, it's nostalgia. Miami, Florida State, Braden, is nostalgia. Like, this should be good.
It's not.
I mean, to see the tomahawks on the helmet, to see the U on the helmet. I don't know if they're, I can't remember if they're in Tallahassee. No, they're in Coral Gables. They're down in Miami.
It's not a good game.
I know. And I want it to be. And I want to be excited for it. I'm just not. You know what? The game I am excited for, not excited for, but I am interested in. Like, I'll check in on the score. Liberty and Arkansas. Why, you may ask? Because for the past month, everybody's been yelling Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze this and Hugh Freeze that. Hugh Freeze only has one loss. Hugh Freeze has one of the highest winning percentages against Group of Five teams since he's been there. Hugh Freeze. Well, now you're playing an SEC team. Arkansas, are they the best? No. Are they stout and a solid team? Yes. Liberty, Arkansas, 4 p.m. Saturday. I am interested to see what Liberty actually does.
You're not interested in Alabama in Death Valley?
I was letting you take the low-hanging fruit.
Alabama at LSU. I can't believe LSU was 6-2 after that start. Losing to Florida State to kick off the season. They look like garbage. Brian Kelly looked like he was in over his head. He's got his boys rolling, but they're going to have to play Bama. Jeremy, I don't see any way Bama loses to LSU, but I think it'll be a good game. The A stands for Alabama.
Great coaching. First year at LSU, loss against Florida State. Talk about people who didn't write back. Well, he didn't write back. I wrote him off. He didn't write me back. And now you're seeing Brian Kelly's a great coach. He's not a good coach. Look what he did at Cincinnati. Look what he did at Notre Dame. Now he's down at LSU. He looks like he's getting it turned around. He's making all the big wins. This is going to be a thorn in Nick Saban's flesh. I believe Alabama wins. I think LSU keeps it respectable. I think it's a close game. And I respect what it looks like Brian Kelly is starting to do down there at LSU. The last game I want to talk about that I'm actually interested in is Marcus Freeman playing Clemson. Notre Dame, Clemson. Notre Dame's unranked. Usually this would be a big-time matchup. A few years ago, Notre Dame beat them in the regular season. Clemson beat them in the ACC championship game. The Notre Dame players are going to be highly motivated. Clemson comes off not barely winning, but, you know, they cheated to win. But anyway, beating Syracuse. I'm interested. Was that the last game? I don't know. I don't care. Clemson, Notre Dame. I am interested to see who wins that game.
Yeah, I don't have anybody else I'm interested in watching. That's it for me. I'm done on the schedule.
So wrap on the week, wrap on the show, wrap on everything. Anything else to say? That's all you got?
That's it for the RVK.
Oh, like, no. Wait. No. There was one thing I told you not to let me forget. You remember.
Gonzaga. Yeah, Gonzaga.
Okay, never mind. Okay, just joking.
Well, like always, like, listen, rate, review, subscribe. Please do your best to help us out. Love us because we love you. Get at you, boys.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.